T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Super Bowl champ, 1983 MVP, former Washington quarterback. Check out the new book, How to Be a Champion Every Day, 6 Timeless Keys to Success. The great Joe Theismann joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Joe, there's plenty to get into with you, but we always appreciate the time. Tell us the book about it. It's been released. What's the feedback on it so far? How's it been going on the book circuit?
It's been going very well. You know, with these crazy times, you really can't get out and do anything publicly, so it's a little bit of a challenge there, but people can get it on Amazon. And it really is based off the presentations that I've done for a number of years. It's really not a sports book. It's a business book. And it deals with the world of sports, the world of business, and our own lives and how they parallel one another. And one of the features of it is the last thing I wrote in it called A Letter to My Younger Self. It was something that Derek Jeter started a number of years ago. And the thing that I get a kick out of, even as I read it, again, and I spend some time going over and over it, just really, what would you say to your younger self now? It's great food for thought as we move through this crazy period of time in our lives. If you could give your young self some advice, what would you tell him? And it's the last part of the book, and it's dedicated to the men and women who serve us and take care of us and have sacrificed for us. So I'm very proud of it. I'm very happy with it. Things are going really well with it. And lots of cool stories, I guess you could say, from my career, but also business stories as well.
We were lucky enough to see you at the Super Bowl last year in Miami, and you held court and told great stories. So I know that the book is going to be fantastic. Right now, one of the big stories around not only football but sports in general is the changing of the name of the Washington Redskins. What do you make of the timeline of how this has happened and just the fact that the name that you had when you played for Washington won't be around anymore?
It's different, and the more conversations I have with people, the more you think about it. You know, you're basically ending 87 years of history. And what a lot of people don't realize is the logo was created in 1972 and designed by a Native American. And so there's that history that we're a part of. I mean, you can't take away the championships. You can't take away the great players and the Hall of Famers. That will be Washington Redskins. But on the other side of it, it's a great opportunity for young guys going forward. They're going to create a brand new legacy. You know, I posed this question to someone yesterday. I said, will the records continue to carry forward from the Washington Redskin football team to the new Washington football team? Or will it sort of wipe the slate clean? I mean, what are the records from the Houston Oilers to the Tennessee Titans? You know, have they right. carried over from the Cleveland Browns to the Baltimore Ravens? And this is something that I think people have to understand. The name has been talked about for 3 decades. This isn't something that just happened overnight. Daniel Snyder has been put in a situation where he's making the change. And it's come to a point where you look at everything that's going on in society. I would hope that the activists out there, and they're out doing their thing to gain attention and let people know that there are things that need to be changed. But if you look at the Redskins as the football team before they were the Washington whatever's now, is they made an announcement on July 3rd that they were going to review and look into it. On July 11th, they made the decision to make a change. And I think we're at a point in our life here and in society where we need to be able not to just talk about things like we have for so many years, but to actually take action on some of the things that need to be corrected socially. And what what I hope people look at with the Washington football franchise is you can do it if you make your mind up to do it. And that's something we really need to have people focus on outside of sports as well as inside sports.
Joe, well said. It's your boy Lo Neal here. And if we're going to do that, Joe, I'm a huge advocate of, you know, you can take down statues and do all these things if you want. But until you change the heart and change the mind and educate the right way and teach history at its fullest and understand that, how are you going to really get true change? Because like you said, you can take all these different deals, but if you're trying to make something happen, if you don't change the heart or educate and teach history, all the things that really happened, how do we really move forward?
I agree. I mean, they're trying to, so many, there's elements of society that want to eliminate history. Well, history, if you try to eliminate history, it's only going to repeat itself.
Right.
And so what you're basically doing is you're not changing anything. You're closing your eyes. But when you open them again, you're going to wind up probably in a similar situation going forward. And I think of guys like you. I mean, I've lived a wonderful life, and I hope to be around much longer. But there's the young people out there. I think about kids when I'm out on a jog and I see somebody walking a baby. I'm thinking, wow, what is that child going to see 10, 20, 30 years from now? What are we going to see in a year from now? I mean, just in the world of sports alone, is the bubble going to work out in basketball? What's going to happen with baseball? What's going to happen with hockey?
Right.
You know, football caught sort of a break because we're at the end of a lot of this. And if you look at the markets, which I spend a lot of time trading equities doing, it looks like we're getting closer and closer to a vaccine, which would be terrific for society. It's never going to be normal again. I think that's what people have to understand. Whatever life's going to be, it's going to be, quote unquote, a new normal. And now we have to figure out how to live with it. I mean, I lost 30 speeches through the last 4 months. Now I'm doing virtual meetings, which is entirely different than standing in front of a live audience. It'll be a little bit like if the guys wind up playing with no fans in the stands. You're out on the field and there's no fans there. It's the way it is for a presentation. You know, you live off that energy that the audience brings you and the moments right. that you capture inside that presentation. Now you stare into a green dot for 30 minutes or so. And try and explain and tell stories and ask people to look at different things. It's a different world.
Joe Theismann joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Today is the deadline for players who are hit with the franchise tag to come to terms on a long-term extension, or they're playing out that franchise tag. One of those players is Dak Prescott. The report is that there's an offer on the table. It pays between $32 and $34 million per year with $100 million guaranteed. Prescott wants a four-year deal. The Cowboys don't want to go to four. They don't want to break precedent. They want a five-year deal. If you're talking to Prescott, how do you think this plays down? Do you think he should take the deal? Do you think he should bet on himself? What are you thinking when it comes to the Dallas signal caller?
I thought there was a deal on the table at 35 a while back, but anywhere between 32 and 35, it's a lot of money. With $100 million guaranteed, the thing is and he'll never see the fifth year of that contract anyway. I mean, basically, if he signs a five-year deal, the way I look at it, if he plays the way that they want him to play and he believes he can play, then he'll never see the end of that. He'll never see the fifth year of that contract. It becomes a moot point. He's basically going to get a four-year deal, possibly even a three-year deal for that amount of money before they redo it again. So that's one thing I think that has to be considered. The other is there's probably going to be lost revenue by the NFL this year, and it's projected to be around $100 million per team, which would be $3.2 billion. And keep in mind, the cap is tied to what the league makes. So there's a possibility that the cap number could go down next year as well. And you've got money committed to Amari. You've got committed to Zeke. I mean, you've got money committed to different aspects other than Dak. I think, you know, $32 million is a lot of money. I guess my question is, what do you want? You know, for Dak, what's the number? If he goes forward with the franchise tag, give him a lot of credit. He's betting on himself. And that's a pretty darn good loaded offensive football team right now. So, you know, good for him. I'm sure Jerry wouldn't have any problem paying him more money if he pans out the way he wants to play. they believe he can play. But I think that's a lot of money to walk away from at a very uncertain time in sports, and especially in football.
$2 million a game sounds like a pretty decent game check there for Dak playing on the franchise tag. So
can you say,
either
can
way.
You say that again? Can you just say that again?
Joe, he's going to make $2 million a game, which according to my math, and I had to write this down, that will be $500,000 per quarter, Joe.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. In 1984, I was the fourth highest paid player in the National Football League at $1 million a year. Now break that down over 16 weeks. No, don't do that.
Take it up with Reagan, Joe. Take it up with Reagan.
Exactly, Joe. Right. You're one of the better players in the league at that time and continued to have an unbelievable career. You think about $1 million compared to these young guys. What they're making now is unfriggin' believable.
And you know what? I'm happy for them. I mean, I hear guys that played in the league before and say, oh, man, we made the league. And, hey, listen. God bless anybody who can get anything that they can get. You work
right.
your tail off. Good for you. If the circumstances and situation present itself that you have the opportunity to take advantage of a pool of people that there aren't a lot of, which is quarterbacks in the National Football League that can play, good for you.
Absolutely.
But, you're rolling the dice on a crazy year. Remember, there'll be no OTAs, very little training camp. You don't know what the players are going to be like. You don't know what the injury situation is going to be like. Somebody said to you, listen, I'll give you $33 million for the next 5 years. I mean, you really have to think hard about all of the circumstances that surround what's going to happen in football this year.
Oh, you do, Joe. You really do. Let's talk about a team that you're familiar with, a team that a coach that I know you love and respect, and that's Bill Belichick in New England. How do you think he'll do with Cam? What are you looking for? What's going to be the difference, you think, in this offense? Didn't seem like Brady had a lot of weapons besides Edelman last year. Do you think this team is upgraded? How would he fare? Having a good defense, though, but what is Cam going to bring to this team?
I think with Bill, and you could never count Bill out. Everybody's sort of, you know, I think Buffalo has a little bit of an advantage because of the experience. It's a darn good football team in that division, but you can't ever count Bill out. You cannot count out the New England Patriots. You know, Cam's still going to have to compete for a job. I mean, just the fact that Cam signed there, I don't think automatically says, okay, it's your job. You know, you've got a new circumstance, new situation. Remember, he is someone that has not had an opportunity to be in the system. So he has a learning process to go through. So if we don't have but one preseason game, you're not going to play him much in that. So the first 2, 3, 4 weeks of the season is going to become a training camp for him. So how expanded will the offense be? So that's where Stillman, I believe, has a little bit of an advantage because he was there when it comes to competition. Everybody sort of says that it looks like they'll be able, you know, Josh will be able to sort of modify the offense to Cam's athleticism and his ability to move. But that's the one thing that he doesn't want to do anymore, I don't think. I think he wants to work out of the pocket. I think it's the perfect place for him to have a chance to be able to do something going forward. Because the last 2 years, from an injury standpoint, have been a disaster for him. So it's a good one-year deal for him. Can make up to $7.5 million. And now you have a chance to prove yourself and then cash in on a much bigger deal going forward with a football coach and a football team that knows nothing but winning.
Joe, let me ask you a quick question. So with that being said, take that same philosophy, because I agree with you, and take that over to Dallas Cowboys. And that's why, look at Dak Prescott. He's playing against Andy Dalton, redhead pistol, who can throw the ball, who's a starter in this league. Can you see that Dak is betting, if he does this, that Andy Dalton can surpass him if he struggles at all? Because they never having this offense either.
You know, I don't think. Remember, you have a new offense down there, too.
For both
of
these
guys. That's another thing. See, and, you know, I think those are all things that Jerry considers. Basically, it's Dak, look, we'll make you a what the franchise tag is at 31-4. We think that's a fair offer. Here's the deal on the table, which we believe is a fair offer. But there's so much uncertainty in this season, not just with the Cowboys or New England, but other football teams. Coaches that the new coaches and players that are new to this league, rookies, free agents that are moving around, they're definitely at a disadvantage in this environment. But you're right. I think in Dak's situation, it's a chance to be able to cash in. You know, basically, he's Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco rolled the dice and won a world championship. Now, the Cowboys are a pretty darn good football team. And Dak has done, an excellent job over the last 2-3 years getting better and better and better. And now he has a lot of weapons around him. And, you know, I think it's a gamble for him if he doesn't sign. And I think it's something that Jerry Jones is looking at from a business standpoint and say, hey, man, we want Dak to be great. But I'm just not going to put out more than anything that was on the table before. He hasn't done what Patrick Mahomes has done. So it's not a $40 million deal. And Russell Wilson is 75% of Seattle's offense. That's the $39 and $35 million guy. Now, you have a chance to be within a couple million of that number. And like I said, it's, you know, and you're never going to see, this is what guys don't understand. You sign a 6-year contract, you're never going to see the end of it. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has 2 years left on his contract. He basically signed a contract that's a 12-year deal for him. And I think Dak's looking at a terrific opportunity to be able to get out there and get it off your mind. You know, this is the question. If Dak struggles a little bit and you bring the question up, which is great, do they turn to Andy? Andy is the best backup quarterback they've had in Dallas. I can't remember. I mean, you can go all the way back 10, 15, 20 years.
Agreed.
But you haven't been able to find a guy that you believe can step in and just take over if necessary with the skills that he has.
Joe Theismann joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Sorry, Joe, go ahead.
No, I hope it works out for both Cam and Dak. I hope Cam stays healthy enough and can do what he needs to do up in New England. And whatever decision Dak's going to make, you know, you just wish that it turns out okay for him. He gets through the season healthy and he has a chance to be evaluated and then figure out what goes from there.
Final question for you. The Ivy League has already canceled sports for the fall. They're going to try to play a football season in the spring. And there's a growing sentiment. Jack Swarbrick from Notre Dame, your alma mater, was speaking about it yesterday, that the rest of college football could follow suit and move their seasons to the spring. You were a fourth-round pick coming out of Notre Dame in 1971. Imagine if you were Trevor Lawrence at Clemson or any other extraordinarily highly touted prospect. Would you want to play a spring season knowing what an injury could do right before or actually during the NFL draft?
Gosh, that's a great question. We've seen guys opt out of a lot of things in their senior year. A lot of guys don't play in bowl games because they're afraid of the injury factor. Now you're basically, you know, how many games are you going to play? Are you going to play a 6-game schedule? Are you going to play an 8-game schedule? As it stands right now, Notre Dame has lost 3 games, so we know if they're down to 9. The Big Ten is changing their philosophy and concept on what they want to do as far as games go. It would be me personally, I would play. Okay. But I love the game. I want to play. It doesn't matter. Yes. You risk something, but you also can risk something hurting yourself. For example, Kelvin Harmon, our young wide receiver here in Washington, right? Tore his ACL, working out, getting ready for camp. You don't know when something's going to happen. But, you know, if I'm a player that has sort of built things up, and Trevor had a good season last year, not a fantastic one like he had before, but I play football because you're going to go right from spring right into, where's the draft? You know, you got the draft coming up, and I still think they're going to have to play football. I just think going and working out isn't going to get it done for you. So, if it was me, yeah, I'd play.
Super Bowl champ, 1983 MVP, former Washington quarterback. Check out the new book, How to Be a Champion Every Day, 6 Timeless Keys to Success. The great Joe Theismann with us here on 95.7 The Game. Joe, we always appreciate the time. Good luck with the book. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.